We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Ayin Dalid, the second chapter, the fifth halacha. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the concept of apetlata, that when something is publicized in the presence of three people, so then there are certain leniencies. We saw the first time the leniency that if he'll tell it over in passing without the intention to say something bad, he doesn't mean to say it as something derogatory. So then, if it's already been known in front of three people, so then you could say something which isn't obviously negative when your intention is not to say it in a negative way. Then he brought Yeshum Rim, there are those that even permit that if someone said something, Lashon Harai, said something embarrassing in the presence of three, so then if one of them tell it over afterwards, they did not transgress Lashon Hara, and that's again on the condition that you didn't mean to give him a bad name. You didn't do it with that intention. Nireli, we're continuing on the fifth paragraph, page Ayin Dalet. It would seem to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, "Deim ha-sipur ba'apet lata haya bifnei anashim yirei Elokim shenizarim yisurei Lashon Hara," that someone said over Lashon Hara, and there were three people there, but those three people are careful, they don't say things they shouldn't say. So the whole concept of apetlata is that if three people heard it, word's gotten out, everyone's going to know about it. What if those three people are people who are careful? They won't tell it over. So then you can't assume that everyone's going to know it. Then it would be biblically prohibited to tell it over because the three people who know it aren't going to talk about it. He says, even if one of the three is a person who doesn't say Lashon Hara, so then that's still the same halacha, because you no longer did two lecha shlosha mefarsamim, you no longer have three people who are going to publicize the information. And maybe if one of the three was a relative, so he doesn't want word to get out, or a good friend, shenmi sheneemar alav hagnut, of the person who they said the negative thing about, gam ken sheyach haitayma, then this reason also applies, du bevaday lo elech v'yigale la'olam hagnut shel krovo v'avo, he certainly won't go and tell everyone some bad news about his friend. Im ken tu lekatlatas, then you no longer have three. The whole heter, the whole permissiveness was, when you have three people who will give over, so then word will get out, but if one of those three is not going to tell it over, so then word's not getting out, so then you no longer are allowed to tell over that piece of information.